Live for the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. Good to have you here on Thursday, September the 24th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michael Bloomberg is dancing with a date in jail, maybe, by trying to influence the election in Florida. He's offering up to $20 million to pay the fines, fees, and restitution costs for 32,000 felons in the state of Florida. Wonder why that is. I'll get to that in a moment. I have an idea. Number two, Hunter Biden, as we've been discussing, son of Joe Biden, got a $3.5 million transfer from the wealthiest woman in Russia a few years ago, also collecting piles of cash from Ukraine, China, and others, all laid out in a devastating new report you'll hear nothing about in most places. And number one, the big story overall continues to be the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the battle that will soon be a war to fill the Supreme Court vacancy before the November 3rd elections. Democrats continue to rattle their political sabers and say they will nullify the appointment by packing the court and doing damage to the institution of the Supreme Court. We'll see if they follow through, and we'll get to that in a moment because there are questions about Dianne Feinstein's ability to lead the Democrat defense in the Judiciary Committee. At 87, is Feinstein up for the battle? Many don't think so. But first, the battle in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky overnight. The grand jury in the case of Breonna Taylor coming back with no indictments against two of the three officers in the case, and the indictment against a third, a wanton endangerment indictment that carries a potential charge of 1 to 5 years in prison. That's it. That's it. And as a result, those in the streets have gone to rioting. Two police officers shot overnight. As police and rioters clashed in the streets of Louisville, the National Guard was brought in by Governor Andy Beshear to the praise of President Trump, but not enough to stop the two officers from being shot. Both have been taken to the hospital, one shot in the thigh, in surgery, last report. One shot in the belly just below the bulletproof vest. He is in serious but stable condition. Now, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in the crossfire when police entered the apartment of her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, and Walker opened fire on police officers. That's what the evidence shows. That's what the grand jury was told, and that's what they saw, that's what they learned, and that's why these officers who were under fire trying to make an arrest of a wanted felon, that's why these officers were not indicted by a grand jury. They did nothing wrong but their jobs. Breonna Taylor has become the poster child of white police officers killing black suspects, but Breonna Taylor was not a suspect. She is a woman caught in the crossfire because her boyfriend opened fire on police in a closed space. That's the bottom line. It's a tragic death. Never should have happened. But to blame the police and to burn down Louisville and other cities in the name of Breonna Taylor is just flat out wrong. To protest in this way is just flat out wrong. And I must say that her attorney has done a shameful job of stirring the pot, making it worse. In fact, let's go to Louisville. Let me show you these scenes from Louisville first. Scenes of the shooting. Look at this.
Here they come. Oh, they shot guns at him. Oh, they shoot guns at him, real guns. They're blasting at the police.
Yeah, they're using real guns and they're blasting at the police. Frightening and shocking. At least two officers shot, one suspect in custody. We don't know if any other suspects will be brought into custody for that shooting. But what I found outrageous is the behavior of civil rights attorney, as he's so-called, Ben Crump. More like a race pimp and a race baiter. Ben Crump ought to be ashamed. Calling the grand jury's findings outrageous and offensive. In a release statement going further to say, it's yet another example of no accountability for the genocide of persons of color by white police officers. With all we know about Breonna Taylor's killing, how could a fair and just system result in today's decision? Mr. Crump, you are a liar. You are race baiting. You are stirring the pot. And the blood in the streets of Louisville is in part on your hands, sir. You are the one trying to lay the death of Breonna Taylor at the feet of the boogeyman racism, which is just bogus. Police officers were being shot at by her boyfriend. They returned fire. They were trying to arrest a felon, which, by the way, they did succeed. But unfortunately, Breonna Taylor was caught in the crossfire because of the reckless behavior of her boyfriend. The reckless behavior of those that she was associating with caused her death. Now, is it tragic? It absolutely is. It's unfortunate. I'm sorry that it happened. But to burn down cities and to say that it has something to do with systemic racism just isn't true. It just isn't accurate, Mr. Crump. You're wrong about that. But it is an example of you stirring the pot. It's no better than Al Sharpton in the 1980s. In fact, it might be worse. Creating a false narrative to promote an idea that we know is not true and creating violence. Thankfully, Governor Andy Beshear in Kentucky was on top of the problem before it began. He knew it was coming. He knew it was likely. He had an inclination that the police officers working in Louisville were professionals, had done their job properly, and were not guilty of any crime. So businesses boarded up. The National Guard was called in. And even President Trump was taken by the remarkable comments from Governor Beshear, a Democrat, I might add. A Democrat who said rioting and violence is not the answer and it's no justice at all to do so. In fact, the president recited Governor Beshear's words. Listen to this. It's bite number 10 with the president reciting Governor Beshear's comments. Go.
Justice is not often easy. It does not fit the mold of public opinion, and it does not conform to shifting standards. It answers only to the facts and to the law. If we simply act on emotion or outrage, there's no justice. Mob justice is not justice. Justice sought by violence is not justice. It just becomes revenge. I mean, I heard that. I said, write that down for me, please, because I think it was a terrific statement. He's handling it very well.
It just becomes revenge. Turning to the election, by the way, the latest polling in Florida and Arizona give the president a lead in both of those key battleground states. From the ABC News Washington Post poll, shows Trump taking a 4-point lead in Florida and coming and rallying in Arizona for a 1-point lead there. Remarkable. He has been down by several points in Arizona. He's been down by several points in Florida. A major reversal of fortune. The poll was conducted September 15th through the 20th. The 15th through the 20th, so it encompasses the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's not clear yet how that will play out as far as a political issue this election year. Will it motivate Republicans more or Democrats more? Democrats say they will nullify any pick to the Supreme Court by adding justices to the Supreme Court to pack the court with leftists, with progressives. That should scare the daylights out of Republicans, that's for sure. Democrats, meantime, don't know if Dianne Feinstein can handle the battle. She's 87 years old. She's the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. Can she stand up to what's about to happen? We saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. And people on the left are concerned that Dianne Feinstein can't deliver the goods. We'll soon find out. 14 after, you're in the No Panic Zone. This is the Steve Gruber Show. On a Thursday, we'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.